As Pennsylvanians prepare to cast ballots in the presidential primary next week, the Republican contest has already been decided. Well, at least in the mock election held by one of the state's best schools. WHYY's Kevin McCrory takes us inside Masterman High, where students put their lives on hold for 1 week to eat, sleep, and breathe as Ted Cruz, John Kasich, and Donald Trump.
They really try to make it all about policy and ideas. But just as in the real presidential race, the one here at Masterman often ends up being about something flimsier. In this case, food.
We had cheese, salsa, but we ran out of meat fairly quickly because people tend to go for the meat.
That's senior Joel Chacko portraying Ted Cruz. Outside of the cafeteria, during the lunch rush, his campaign dished out the Texas senator's foreign policy platform in exchange for free tacos.
So I feel like people actually like really learned something while they were getting their tacos, but at the same time, they were really interested in the food.
It's all a part of what's become a more than 15-year tradition at Masterman. The AP government class chooses a political race and then breaks up into teams. Candidates are chosen, as well as campaign managers, speechwriters, and other handlers. And the fight for votes is no joke. Yeah, it's for a grade, but also bragging rights. That means making campaign commercials, developing a social media strategy, and understanding a candidate's platform down to the fine print.
I'm spending hours on John Kasich's website just reading through his fact sheets, reading through exactly what he says. We're not making any of this up. It's exactly what the candidates say.
In becoming the Ohio governor, senior Marianne Cosgrove applied the same sort of dogged attention to detail that got her accepted to Yale.
Because the other campaigns could fire statistics at us that came out of nowhere. And we're like, I didn't know that. And you don't want to be stuck or frozen like that on the debate stage.
We can be critical of their position, but then you follow up with, here's how my candidates got it right.
Steve Gilligan is the AP government teacher.
Any questions that are good for the group? Okay, period's yours. Thank you.
He says it's not just his class that gets swept up in the horse race.
Pretty much takes over the entire school. In fact, you walk down the hallway and you hear people say, you know, I'm for Kasich, or where's Bernie Sanders? Why isn't he here?
So where are the Democrats? Here's how debate organizer Alexis Riddick broke it down to the very liberal student body before an event in the auditorium.
Allowing you to listen to ideas that you already know and agree with does not encourage political efficacy.
Still, internal polling done during the week-long campaign put Kasich, seen as the establishment moderate in the real race, as the odds-on favorite. As for Trump...
This is a beautiful crowd, like really attractive. And I think I would know, you know, I did own Miss Universe for a while.
At the campaign kickoff event, Fiona Bardoshi wore a red Make America Great Again hat and exuded the tycoon's unflappable confidence.
We are losing. And try as they might, no one else can fix the things we are losing at.
Like all the campaigns, hers honed in on how to frame their candidates' views to best fit their audience. So let's talk about 50-foot-high border walls and more on curbing the defense budget.
And so actually a couple kids told me today, like, surprisingly, I agree with that. Okay, I can see where he's coming from.
Cruz staffer Saruti Beckman was not swayed at all by Trump, or any of the candidates for that matter. For her, the real takeaway is being able to talk a good game against conservative friends and family come November.
And to just have all of their facts, like, in a book being ready to just, like, talk about at any point, any topic, to be able to pull out an argument and be like, look, this is the actual policy, this is what we're doing, this is what we're comparing it to.
Just like in the real race, money, of course, can make a huge difference. The campaigns that can afford the best food draw the best crowds. In theory, each campaign is capped at $125, money that comes out of their own or their parents' pockets. But that's for hard money purchases, things like plates, napkins, or store-bought food. Ingredients that are altered in any homemade way count as soft money, which has no limits. David Ludwig is a Cruz campaign manager.
If we somehow prepare it in any way, shape, or form, if we cut the fruit and put it in a cup, if we toast the bread,
apply whipped cream to waffles,
whatever, it counts as soft money.
Cruz speechwriter Owen Fox says, yes, that's a ridiculous distinction.
But it's what you have to do, you know? And I think that's equivalent to candidates having to do whatever it takes to fundraise, even if it means compromising their beliefs.
By election day, the candidates felt it was anyone's race to win. But as the class tallied the results, a clear winner emerged.
Kasich, Kasich. Kasich.
Garnering 60% of the vote, Cosgrove, as Kasich, offered a modest victory speech, one fit for a second semester senior who's already got her college ticket punched.
I am planning to wear sweatpants and a nice sweatshirt tomorrow. I've been in pantsuits for a week, and I'm very excited to no longer be in pantsuits and button-up shirts.
In this race, Cruz came in second, Trump a close third. That may not reflect what actually happens in Pennsylvania's primary, but then again, if Masterman students had their way in the 2014 gubernatorial primary, Tom Wolf would be just another millionaire driving a Jeep. Kevin McCrory, WHYY News.